In the spring of 2012, the Park City Mountain Resort filed suit against Talisker, saying its leases on the ski hill had been extended, but that Talisker, the parent company of the canyons, was asserting that the leases had expired in an effort to drive the mountain resort out of business. The mountain resort said it had duly extended the leases by a deadline of April 30th, but in its new counterclaims, Talisker alleges a backdated letter was produced. It was a fraud committed upon the Third District Court on Talisker and on the mountain resort's own lenders. Talisker said based on recent depositions, they've learned a frantic weekend took place before the extension letter was sent out on Monday, May 2nd. The filing says that executives of the resort's parent companies, Greater Park City Company, Powder Corp., and Greater Properties, were preparing to refinance a term loan and revolving credit mechanism. The leases were collateral for those arrangements. Executives at Park City, including Resort General Manager Jenny Smith, could not find documentation that the lease had been timely extended. Allegedly, they then contacted Greater Parks Attorney Kerry Jones in Los Angeles, who spent hours on Friday the 29th and Saturday the 30th searching for documentation in his office. When that search proved futile, Jones flew to Utah Sunday morning to continue searching in Park City. On Sunday night, a phone call was made to Powder's former chief financial officer, Rick DeVoe, who directed them to his old desk. Copies of the leases were found there. Talisker noted under those documents the leases had to be renewed 60 days prior to expiration or by March 1st of 2011. They noted a ruling from 3rd District Court Judge Ryan Harris has since affirmed that. On that Monday morning, Jones faxed his secretary a handwritten draft letter extending the leases. When the letter was typed up and sent back, it bore the date of May 2nd. However, when the letter was prepared and signed by Powder President John Cumming and Matt Ireland, president of Greater Properties, the date had been changed to April 30th. The filing says the final letter in electronic form was prepared by an assistant to Greater Parks' chief financial officer. In a deposition, the assistant said she didn't remember anyone except the attorney, Jones, giving her edits to make in the letter. She said she would not change the date unless she had been directed by Jones, Chief Financial Officer Jennifer Botter, or John Cumming. Kerry Jones, in his deposition, said he did not change the date of the letter and doesn't know how it was changed. In the filing, Talisker says that claim is implausible. The counterclaims say the Mountain Resort continued to claim in its litigation that the letter went out by April 30th, and they only dropped that assertion when Talisker threatened court sanctions. In the past, the response from the Mountain Resort has been that the backdating was an honest mistake, which it has admitted to for over a year. The resort says it clearly indicated to Talisker it intended to extend the leases, and the two companies have discussed plans for expansion and investment, which assumed the leases would be extended. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.